Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have with us once again via Zoom, Mark Chubak with the Smiths Falls Welcomes Ukraine Committee. Mark, thanks so much for being back here today.
No, thanks, Bob. You've supported us a lot with your show and helped us a lot in terms of getting information out to the community. So Smiths Falls Welcomes Ukraine Committee is very grateful for your show. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I'm very excited about this particular visit because we've been talking about up to this point what you can do to help and, you know, what your donations are going to do and so on and so forth. But today we are actually going to hear results. You've got a letter from a family that is here and you are going to share that letter in just a moment. And we get to hear about the difference that people in Smiths Falls and surrounding areas are making in the lives of these people who are fleeing the war in Ukraine. I think before we get to that letter, just in broad strokes, if you could remind our listeners what your group does. And it's so important to do this every so often because as the war itself seems to move to the back burner of the news cycle, it's important to remember the people who are affected by this war. And that effect continues. And organizations such as yours are the ones that are making a difference in the people, the everyday people's lives. So let's start off with that sort of description, if you could, sir.
Absolutely, Bob. So our committee, Smiths Falls Welcomes Ukraine, we started in March. So right at the outset of the invasion of the Ukraine, we got together as a group in Smiths Falls and decided that we needed to do something to make our community ready to receive displaced individuals. They're not actually called refugees, but they're certainly displaced families. And so we put together logistically an excellent program to make sure that families that came to our area were, first of all, able to receive money for flights because they don't have money to get here, and then have host families and volunteers in place so that they can establish themselves. So that process has been going extremely well, and we've had excellent reception from the community in terms of healthcare for these families and donations. So that's our job, to make the settling in our area safe and enable them to get a good start.
And the response from the public has been very healthy, hasn't it?
Our community here, Smiths Falls, Perth, Merrickville, you know, broadly, the response has been fantastic. People are always asking, always interested. We are often taking calls for people that want to donate items. And our committee is actually not assisting with the collection of items that people may need. Those items can be donated to Carlton Place. There's a Anglican church in Carlton Place that's receiving items. But in broad strokes, our community has been enormously helpful in asking questions, wanting to know how it's going, and wanting to know how they can help. I think we have a list of about 35 volunteers, so that says a lot.
Yeah, it certainly does. And people have been asking, as you just said, the question about how it's going. I think that's a great transition to the letter that you have with you today. And I love the fact that every time I say the letter, you smile broadly, and just want our listeners to know that. So why don't we get into that letter right now? If you could read that, please, sir.
Well, I certainly can. And, this is an exciting treat. I'll tell you that the families that we've had so far, two immediately and then two sort of in the broader area that we're offering support to, when you meet them and you see the glow and the shine in their eyes, you know, knowing that they've got something here that they can look forward to, it's exciting. So this and the other thing I want to mention, Bob, is that, you know, largely these folks, they're not really so keen on being in the media. They just want to get their lives started. And so what I obtained here is a letter that respects their anonymity, but, you know, gives us a really good window on what's going on. So this is the story of a mom, Luda, and her two daughters, Ivanka, who's 15, and Slava, who is 10. They are in the Perth area. And I'm just going to read you this story here, which isn't that long. My wife and I watched the early stages of the, so this is the host family writing, right? My wife and I watched in the early stages of the Russian invasion of the Ukraine and felt compelled to do something. We ultimately decided to host a Ukrainian family when we started to hear about families seeking refuge in Canada. After going through a relatively simple process, we were matched with Luda and Slava and Ivanka. With the assistance of the Smith Falls Welcomes Ukraine volunteers, we were able to connect. And through an app, as an introduction, we talked before they arrived in Canada. So Luda arrived on July 18th, so not very long ago. There, she arrived in Montreal with her daughters. And immediately this host family says they felt very comfortable together. So here's some, here's where it gets really interesting. So Luda came very well prepared and knew the priorities she wanted to tackle in order to become established in Canada. Our running family joke at the start of each week now is, what's the goal for this week? And Luda has never failed to achieve her target yet. You know, and that just speaks of how, you know, as chair of this committee, I keep hearing stories from Kingston and other communities about how really, you know, roll up your sleeves and let's get going these folks are when they're showing up in our area.
It's amazing because it really speaks to the dedication, not only to the fact that they're moving, but to their families. I'm sure that all of these goals are, you know, in Luda's case, are things that are going to make the transition and life better for her daughters.
Excellent point. Yes, I want to emphasize that, right? It's one thing when mom is okay, but they're coming with kids.
Yeah.
You know, and that whole groundwork and logistics of that needs to be established for sure. So these folks say, we worked as a team to get established in Lanark County. Friends and family were eager to assist. Luda and Ivanka and Slava have remarked on a regular basis of how friendly and welcoming the people are here in Lanark County. And that's exactly what we were talking about, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
There have been many stories along the way of people being introduced to Luda and the girls and making a point of welcoming them, offering a helping hand or wishing them well. My wife and I could not be prouder of our community. Our time together has been wonderful. Lots of laughter, good conversations, good food, and Ukrainian lessons that we are miserable at. So we're constantly amazed at the resolve of Luda and the girls to achieve their goals, while all the while carrying the burden of knowing what is happening in their homeland and having loved ones still there. So I just want to elaborate on that a little bit because, you know, a question that perhaps the listeners are wondering is, you know, well, Luda's here, her daughters are here. Well, where are they from? Well, they're from Kiev and they arrived on July the 18th. And her husband is, in fact, still in the Ukraine and he's providing military services right now. So that's, you know, needs to be underlined and emphasized, you know, how strong her resolve is, knowing that, you know, she's obviously in touch with her husband in some way, shape, or form, but his life would be in danger, let's face it. Before arriving in Canada, we were in Hungary, Szentendre, which I believe is a town in Hungary, and then they were in Krakow, Poland. And they have a physician that's taken them on, which is wonderful, source of support in our community. And they're presently having volunteers set up to do some drives for them so that they can get some help until they get their car going, a car set up in November. So that's one window on one family. And there is another one that we can share about on another day. And then there's two more arriving probably in the next 30 to 40 days. So lots of success for this journey that our community is on.
It's certainly. A lot of joy in there, a lot of, you know, positivity, but I, you know, I can't help but thinking about the point that you made that her husband is still in Ukraine right now and his life is at risk. So I can't imagine what she and her daughters are going through, as they adjust to a new safe life here, while constantly thinking about him and their other family that is there. I know that there is mental health support in place for these people as well. That's just indicative of how complete a package is being offered to these people so that they can help make this transition, but also help deal with what they've seen. It's been terror after terror for some of these people.
It really is, Bob. And there really doesn't seem to be any indication that this conflict is going to be over soon. So, you know, you can imagine a woman like Luda, or any individual who's coming over here whose husband happens to be still in the conflict, and knowing that, you know, it's not going to be a matter of a month or two. It may be considerably longer. You know, how does that impact their kids? And how, as a community, can we support them, like you say, with mental health services, but also just perhaps asking questions that are just, how's your day going, rather than how's your family doing in the Ukraine? That may not be the best question when you meet up with someone like that. They just may want to know, how's the day going? What did you eat today? You know, how is it going with that application for your driver's license? I think those are the kinds of questions that, as a community, we can offer for folks that we may come across, and just a helping hand. How are you? You know, glad you're here.
Okay.
These sorts of things.
I've got something I want you to ask the next family when you have an opportunity, or any of the family. I want to know what their favorite Canadian food is and what their least favorite Canadian food is. I mean, I think that's sort of along the lines of what you're talking about here, because it'd be very curious.
That's exactly the kind of thing I'm talking about. I think that questions about their day-to-day existence, what kinds of, like you say, favorite foods they're having, what did they, how did they prepare something special and different that might be Canadian instead of what they're used to? That's perfect, Bob. Absolutely.
Well, I'm serious. That's an assignment for you, Mark. I want to know. And also, like, as far as people putting themselves into the mindset of these people, anyone who has had a family member go off to a conflict anywhere in the world, that worry that you have for that person as they're in harm's way, it's the exact same thing for these people. I'm not trying to dwell on that. There is so much good that's going on here, but just to sort of, you know, put an equivalency for some of our listeners. I know we have a lot of military and former military in this area, so I'm sure that that has contributed in the donations of time, all of those things, as people decide to step up and help out.
You're absolutely right. I'm certainly acquainted with a number of military families, and you know, their strength is a little different than your average person, and the kinds of things they can deal with. Don't think there's any particular skill there. I think on a day-to-day basis, it's pretty difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and to share this story. Please come back with another story and the results of your assignment, of course. And if people would like to know more, you have a fantastic website out there that's just filled with resources that can get people the education they need on this process and on the effort.
Correct, Bob. Our website is gets a lot of hits. Smiths Falls Welcomes Ukraine. Lots of information there about how you can still volunteer. You can still inquire about hosting. And there's lots of links and information there about who we are and what we do. And also, Bob, we have a Facebook page, which is easy to find, Smith Falls Welcomes Ukraine, where we have day-to-day sort of news that gets posted and things like that. So if you just want to keep track of what we're doing, both Facebook and our website are good places to visit.
Fantastic. We're going to share links to both on this post that's going to go up on Lanark Leads today a little bit later on today, and it'll be on our Facebook page as well. Mark Chuback, thank you so much, as always, for speaking with us. I really look forward to our next conversation.
I look forward to it and sharing my assignment with you, Bob.
Excellent. Good work. Our guest today on In Focus, Mark Chuback from Smiths Falls Welcomes Ukraine. He shared a great success story there, and we do look forward to hearing from him again on a future edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.